Elm Street, right below the window from which the shot was fired. It got about 35 yards from the base of the building. President Kennedy had just put his right hand up to the side of his right eye. In front of them were Governor and Mrs. Connolly, two Secret Service men in the front seat. At almost the instant the President put his hand up to his eyebrow, the President looked forward just a bit. It was obvious that he had been hit in the movies, but you had to be looking very closely in order to see it. Mrs. Kennedy did not appear to be aware that he was hit. But Governor Connolly, in the seat just in front of the President, seemingly heard the shot, turned in such a way to expose his entire shirt front and chest. At that moment, a shot very clearly hit the front of the governor. He was wounded once with a chest shot, as we now know. The governor fell back in his seat, and at that instant, the second shot, the third shot total, hit President Kennedy, and there was no doubt there. His head went forward with considerable violence. Mrs. Kennedy stood up immediately, then threw herself out of the back seat of the car, onto the trunk of the car. And there was a Secret Service man standing on the back bumper. The Secret Service man leaned over, put his hands on her shoulders, and shoved her back into the car. The Secret Service man in the front seat of the car was already on the telephone. Perhaps he had been on the phone all along. It was not clear. And the car sped away. The complete scene that I just described to you covered exactly 20 seconds. That is, from the time the car made the turn until the car disappeared onto an undercurrent. It is very clear that the President was hit, that the car was hit, then the President was hit again. The second shot hit President Kennedy, and there was no doubt there. His head went forward with considerable violence.